Hello and welcome to the Rosser Chiropractic Podcast. This is Dr. Andy Rosser, and you are listening to Back Talk. Well, it's December, and it's getting close to the turn of the year when a lot of people get motivated about getting out and getting some exercise, starting a fitness program. All those things come up this time of year. And something that I'd like to bring up with this podcast is learning how to stay safe in a group fitness class and a boot camp style classes, because those are one of the places where I've seen over the past few years increasing number of injuries coming into my office as a result of that. And as an instructor of one of these classes too, I've also had the chance to see how that could happen and try to develop some ways to limiting that potential for injury. So these are some of the things that I keep in mind when I'm working with people, and hopefully you as a participant can keep in mind as well. First of all, I think that group fitness classes and boot camps and things like that are great ways to get exercise. They're fun, they're economical ways to get a workout with people, and they keep you motivated. So I think they're a really valuable asset to our fitness industry community, and there's some great choices, especially here in Olympia, for doing those. But I want you to imagine for a minute that you're an instructor and you're up at the class, and there may be 20 or 30, maybe more people in that class. And you look out, and there are half of the class is doing the exercise wrong and endangering themselves. And you try to make corrections from the front while keeping the class fast-paced and fun and moving on to the next exercise. And honestly, it's a pretty scary position to be in. But it happens every day, and that's one of the things that I'm here to tell you about today. So one of the reasons why people get injured in the classes, I believe, is because we bring some of our habitual patterns, such as how we lift or how we lean forward, even, you know, just something as simple as modeling how you might lean forward to brush your teeth at the sink might translate to how you lean forward to pick up a dumbbell off the ground or pick up a some weights off of the ground and do a squat. So we really do have those patterns in there, and to magically shift those into doing something different when we're in an exercise class is really hard. So habitual patterns can be a really big factor in how we perform an exercise in the gym. The other thing that I think is really important is that many of the high-intensity training programs are set up for people who are athletes already. That's the basis of how these programs were invented, was to give people who already had an athletic ability something very challenging. And now there are people from the general population, because these information's out there and the classes are so popular, general population folks who may not have that athletic ability are now doing these high intensity classes. And something that comes up with that is that there's high levels of repetition. There's a lot of power transferred with some of the movements. And people who are not as athletic can fatigue faster and create a larger window of opportunity for being injured. So even light weights over a lot of repetitions add up. And when that fatigue sets in, then that's the opportunity that we have to open that window to getting injured. So we want to keep that closed. So here are some solutions that I've come up with. Probably one of the top ones is to deal with the dysfunction. So if you have a limitation that you're aware of, that would be something that needs to be addressed before attempting to do an exercise, because as I said before, that habitual pattern will feed into how you perform an exercise. So even as much as you'd like to force something into proper movement or proper mechanics during an exercise class, if you can't do it outside the class, the odds are that you won't be able to do it in the class. So high level of potential for injury. Good example is this of this is how someone might do a squat. If you have a tendency to flex your low back forward because you have stiffness in the hips, then that's going to be something that ends up showing up in your squat exercise. So that's one, just one example of how that might play out in the exercise room. Second thing is focusing on learning the form. It's a very good discipline as someone who works out in a class to learn the form of the exercise you're trying to do, instead of just trying to breeze through it and just to get a good workout. Form is really important for exercises, not only because they help to prevent injury, but because you get the workout that you're looking for. A lot of exercises are targeted to particular areas of our body, and if we don't do the exercise properly, then that targeting doesn't happen. What I like to do is find someone who can't do an exercise, or every time they do it, they feel like they get hurt. But when we start working with that form, at some point, hopefully, we get to the point where they say, oh, that's where I'm supposed to feel it. And then it's kind of like having an awakening to that. And then from that point forward, if they don't feel it working in that spot, then they know that they're not doing the form correctly. So learning the form is a great discipline for anybody who's going to work out and put their body in a position where they're trying to do some strengthening. The last thing that I'd like to bring up is that when you do have an incident and you get hurt in a class, or you feel like you can't get through the exercise safely, I really advocate talking to the instructor. They oftentimes have great ideas for modifying an exercise, changing an exercise for you, or maybe even adding something into the program that may help you specifically. So if you do have some issues that arise, having that instructor aware of that is going to actually ultimately benefit you quite a bit in the long run. That would be better than kind of suffering silently through that and hoping that you don't get hurt, or when you do get hurt, drifting away from the class, because they really want you in there. They really want you to get healthy and fit, and the last thing that they want you to do is get hurt. So good luck in your planning for 2013. Hope you have a very happy, healthy year, and we'll see you in class. You can find more of these tips on my blog on rosserchiro.com. That's rosserchiro.com.